The State Wildlife Commission is calling on the federal government to end its program in eastern North Carolina designed to help preserve endangered red wolves. WFAE's Mark Rumsey reports.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service started the Red Wolf Recovery Program in 1987. Today, roughly 100 of the wolves roam a 5-county area, including both public and private lands. The existence of the red wolves has led to controversies involving landowners, hunters, and environmental advocates. Several of the endangered wolves have been shot and killed by hunters who apparently mistook them for coyotes. North Carolina Wildlife Commission Director Gordon Myers says the red wolf recovery effort in the state has failed.
This project is not a viable project anymore, and it is our recommendation that it be terminated. It's not in harmony with the state's goals.
The state commission also cites red wolf encroachment onto private lands and unintended crossbreeding between the endangered species and coyotes. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has been doing an extensive review of the Red Wolf Recovery Program, and the agency says it plans to decide by March whether that program will continue. For WFAE News, I'm Mark Rumsey in Charlotte.